Because there is a kasra here, Sister Nasreen, who will become he? Remember, we had studied. Why, who became he? Because there is a kasra before, you know. Remember, we say he, and we don't say fi who, like that. Okay. Kita, min kita, bi he, not min kita, bi who. We don't say that, you know. So, the question is, brothers and sisters, where did his mother go? So we will say she went to his aunt. Whose aunt? Ibrahim's aunt. So how will you write it? Zahabat ila khalatihi. Got the idea? Zahabat ila khalatihi. Very good, brother. If you want to, you can put Zainab. Khalatihi Zainabah. Put it Zainaba if you want. That's fine. No harm there. Okay? And then again Zainaba is Badal. Badal. Zahabat ila khalatihi Zainab. You can say that. Okay. Mata raja Ibrahimu minal madrasati raja Ibrahimu. So where is the file of raja? Ibrahimu. Remember, file is always marfu. And once you know all these things, it's easy in the Quran for you to figure out where the file is, you know. You will have a better understanding of the construction of the sentences in the Quran, inshallah. Mata raja'a. So what will be your answer? Raja'a, he returned. Raja'a. Ba'da, ba'dal hissatil ula. Ba'dal hissatil ula. Remember. Fine, brother. Now next is very simple and easy. Dr. Abdurrahim would like to test us whether we understood the sentences or not. Okay? Ibrahimu ibn ukhti Yusufa. Is it correct? Ibrahim is the son of, sister of Yusuf. Is it correct? Yes. No, this is correct. This sentence is correct. Ibrahimu, brothers and sisters, what is Ibrahimu? Mubtada. Where is khabar? Ibnu. Okay. Ibnu is your khabar, wa huwa mudaf. And where is mudaf ilayhi? Ukhti. And then ukhti is a mudaf and Yusufa is mudaf ilayhi because it's diptote. Got the idea? Did you get it, brother Hassan? Ibnu ukhti Yusufa. How many words are there? Three. So ibnu is first, it is khabar. Wahuwa mudaf. And where is mudaf ilayhi? Ukhti. And then again, there is another noun after ukhti. So ukhti becomes in turn mudaf and Yusuf becomes mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? Yusufu ammu Ibrahima. Is it correct? No, this is wrong. Yusufu khalu Ibrahima. Yusufu khalu Ibrahima. Akhwatu Ibrahima. See, this is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Akhwatu Ibrahima zahabna ilal maktabati. Is it correct? Where did they go? Zahabna ilal madrasati. They did not go to library, they went to the school. Fine, brother. Ikhwatu Ibrahima, again mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Brothers of Ibrahim. Zahabu, see how the verbs are used. Zahabna and then Zahabu. Ilal Jamiati. Is it correct?
Yes.
Yes, this is correct. Ibrahimu ma Zahaba ila Tabibi. Ibrahim He did not go to the doctor. Is it correct? It's wrong. Brother, look at the sentence, just for the fun of it. We are going to analyze it. Ibrahimu Muqtada. Where is the khabar? Khabar is jumla failure. What is ma? Harfu nafi. What is ma? Particle of negation. And then, what is zahaba? Fi'l. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. He went. Mustatir. And then, ila tabibi, jar majrur shubu jumla. So where is, no. The whole jumla, zahaba ila tabibi is the khabar. And how will you say khabar? Jumlatul fi'aliyatu. What is it? Jumlatul fi'aliyatu coming as a khabar. Do not get confused, brother. Now, put in the, brothers and sisters, this is the real halwa puri. Put in the exercise suitable verb form of zahaba. You know the 14 forms of zahaba. So put the suitable form of zahaba, okay, in the empty spots. Okay? Finally, this is very easy, brother. Very, very easy. You can score 100 points in it, inshallah. Al-awladu zahabu khalas. Again, just to point out to you, al-awladu mubtada. Where is our khabar? Zahabu. What is zahabu then? Jumla failure. This is how it is coming. Khabar is coming as a jumla failure. Fine. Al-awladu zahabu. Where is the file of zahabu? Wow. Ilal-mal'abi. Mal'abi is the playground. The boys went to the playground. Okay, brother? At-talibatu. At-talibatu. Zahabna. We know it, brother. Zahabna ilal-madrasati. So again, zahabna ilal-madrasati is a jumla fi'liya coming as a khabar. Fine. Al-mudarrisu. Zahaba. Khalas, brother. Ana. Zahab. Khalas. Ukhti. Now, muannas, brother. My sister, ukhti, two words. Ukhti mudaf and ya mudaf ilayhi. So ukhtu, brothers and sisters, I would say ukhtu mudaf and ya mutakallam mudaf ilayhi. What is ukhtu? Mubtada. Wa huwa mudaf and ya mutakallam mudaf. What kind of a verb will we use? Zahabat. Because it is muannas, third person. Ukhti zahabat ilal matbakhi. She went to the kitchen. Ay anta. Aina zahabta. Aina zahabta. Where did you go? Aina zahabta anta. Suppose it was anti. What would you say? Aina zahabti anti. Got the idea? Isn't this simple, brother? I hope you find it extremely simple. Inshallah. Yes, indeed. Now is our test, brother. I want you to pass in this test. The verbs are wrong. The verb form is incorrect. We have to put the correct form of verb. Again, it is very easy. You know why? Because we are only dealing with Zahaba. So it's very easy. And maybe Raja, which also we did it, inshallah. So, you are asking Ya Muhammad. So what will you tell him? The verb is Zahabtu. Is that correct? What it should be? Khalas, that's all. See, now your mind can figure out that is wrong. Zahabtu is I. We are asking Muhammad, where did you go? Or did you go to the hospital? Did you go to the hospital? So we will say, Azahab. Very good. Now, brothers and sisters, Aminatu, wa Fatimatu, wa Zainabu. Now this makes it into plural. Plural. Three. Huh? Okay? So Raja'u, what is Raja'u? That is masculine. But these are all feminine. So what will you say? Raja'ana. Remember, sukun there, right? Raja'ana. Khalas. They returned from Jamia. Number three, Zumala'i. What is Zumala'i? My colleagues. Masculine, brother. So what kind of a verb is this? Zumala'i Zahabu. Zumala'i Zahabu illa Makkata. I don't Makkata. Diptot. Ana Rajata. What will be Ana? Rajatu, mashallah. Ana Rajatu minar Riyadi Amsi. What is Amsi, brother? Zarf. Zarfu Zaman. Yesterday. Amsi is Zarfu Zaman. Now look at it, brother and sisters. Maryamu wa banatuha. What is it, brother? Maryamu wa banatuha. What it should be? Zahabna, not Zahabat. Zahabna. Got the idea, brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Illa juddata. Juddata. Fine, brother. Okay, now this is, remember, brother, qala, he said, can we conjugate little bit of qala? Ready? Qala, qala, qalu, qalat, qalata. That's enough. Because we will do the rest in the end of book two. Okay, brother, so ummi. So what will be the verb now? Kalat. It has to be kalat because our mind now can figure out. Ummi kalat. What did she say? Ana. Is this correct? What will she say? Maridatun. See, now our mind figures out that khabar has to match mubtada. Ana in this case is muannas. So khabar has to be muannas. MashaAllah. Brother, this way we'll finish the book by tonight, inshallah. Okay. Here are we, brothers and sisters. Ajib, answer the question with negation using ma. What is the sentence, brothers and sisters? Azahabta ilal madrasati amsi. Did you go to school yesterday? You got to say no. What will be your answer? La. And then you will say ma. Zahabtu khalas. That's all you are going to answer. Zahabta became Zahabtu. I did not go. Araja'a abuka min Baghdada. Araja'a abuka min Baghdada. What will you say? La. And what, how will you use now? Ma. Nay, brother, we are talking about the father. So, ma. Raja'a, khalas, he did not return. Ma raja'a, now the fa'il is a pronoun. Means he did not return. If you want to use fa'il as a, you know, then you will say ma raja'a abi. Abuka became abi. Got the idea? Inshallah. Okay. Azahabat ukhtuka ila al-mustashfa. See, Raja, Abu is the file there, remember, Abuka. Okay. Now, Azahabat Ukhtuka. Where is the file? Ukhtu. Okay, fine. Now, Ukhtuka, it is your sister. Now, you will say my sister. But you don't want to use my sister, you just want to use the pronoun. So, what will you say? La, ma, Zahabat. Khalas, that is, it is, answer is sufficient. Ma, what about second? Araja abuka min Baghdada? La. Ma raja. Khalas. He did not return. It is understood. The rest of the sentence is understood. Zahabat ukhtuka. إلى المستشفى. Did your sister go to مستشفى؟ What is your answer? لا. ما ذهبت. Because مؤنث. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder what follows. لأن. See لي plus أن. And what does it say? وأن من أخواته إن. Do you get it? But highlight it, brother. What will you highlight it? Anna wa anna min akhwatu inna. Only that. Wa anna min akhwatu inna. That's all you should highlight. Wa anna. Okay, that's all, brother. So li anna wo, brother. Dr. Sahib has given here four. لِأَنَّهُ لِأَنَّهَا لِأَنَّكَ. Let us do 14. Ready? لِأَنَّهُ لِأَنَّهُمَا لِأَنَّهُمْ لِأَنَّهَا لِأَنَّهُمَا لِأَنَّهُنَّ لِأَنَّكَ لِأَنَّكُمَا لِأَنَّكُمْ لِأَنَّكِ لِأَنَّكُمَا لِأَنَّكُنَّ لِأَنَّنِي. And then لِأَنَّنَا. خلاص brother. Easy. What did you do now? We just did أَنَّ plus the damir as a ismu أَنَّ mansubun. Got the idea? When you say لِأَنَّهُ أَنَّ مِنْ أَخْوَاتُ إِنَّ. What is who? Ismu أَنَّ. اسمه أنّا منسوب. خلاص. That's all. رجع حامد من المدرسة. Where is the file of رجع? See, now it is موجود. It is موجود in the sentence. So you remember only هو and هي in these two forms. Only in هو and هي the file can be مستتر or can be موجود in the sentence. So رجع حامدٌ. حامدٌ is your file. من المدرسة. He returned from the school. Why? Because he is sick. لأنه مريض. Now رجعت آمنة. Where is the file? آمنة. من المدرسة لأنها. Because she is. Are you with me? لِأَنَّهَا means because she is مَرِيدَةٌ. Now it is مَرِيدَةٌ. I hope you will remember this, okay? That the مُبْتَدَى and the خَبَر, they agree with each other for gender. What is it for? Gender. مُؤَنَّث, مُؤَنَّث. مذكر مذكر. So لأنها. So ها is a مؤنث اسم أن. So the خبر has to match ها. Okay. رجعت من المدرسة. I return from the school. Why? لأنني مريضة. So it depends. If the مذكر is saying this statement, he will say لأنني مريض. If a مؤنث is saying this sentence, then she will say لِأَنَّنِي مَرِيدَةٌ. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now we come to أَذَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ أَمْسِي. See, this is a statement, no negation. أَذَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ أَمْسِي. What is the answer? نَعَمْ ذَهَبْتُ. Feel fine. What Dr. Abdurrahim now wants us to know, how to use bala. What is it, brothers and sisters? How to use bala as an answer. Okay. Ama zahabta ila al madrasati amsi. Didn't you go to the school yesterday? Now if your answer is an affirmation, yes, I went. What will you say? Bala. ذهبت. Yes, indeed, I went. Are you with me? Now you got to find out the answer. Araja'a abuka minasuki araja'a. Translate, brother, the question. Araja'a abuka minasuki. Did your father? No negation. Did your father? What will your answer? Naam. Then? No, brother, Raja, tu, then I returned. Raja. Raja, khalas. He returned. Eh? Okay, fine. Now, Ama Raja, how will you translate this? Did not your father return from the souk? What will be your answer now? Bala. And Raja. Bala, Raja. Got the idea, brother and sister? If you want to highlight just the negation part of it, just the negation part of it, then you know it is negation in the question. And if you have other color of highlighter, then you can use the other color for statement, you know. Now, brother and sister, number third. How will you read the sentence? Layla is there. So what is our Layla there? Fa'il. Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. How will you say? Azahabat Layla ilal jamiati. Translation, brother and sister. Azahabat Layla ilal jamiati. Translation. Did Layla go to the jamia? What is the answer? Naam. Zahabat. Very good. She went. Not Zahabtu or Zahabti. Zahabat. She went. Now the next question, brother. Ama Zahaba. Okay, negation. Ma Zahaba Akhuka. So where is the file of Zahaba? Akhu. Mudaf, Mudafili. Ama Zahaba Akhuka ila Riyadi. Translation, brother. Didn't your brother go to Riyad? Bala. And then? Zahaba. Yes, he went. Yes, indeed he went. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Father, I told you this way, we'll finish the book by tonight. Did you find any difficulty in the lesson? I told you it was easy. Why? Because you worked hard with your conjugation. Are you with me? You know exactly what form of verb to use. Okay. And you know where the file was. That made things very easy, inshallah. Now, remember, this knowledge that we have gained, we will apply with the different verbs. Lesson number 5, brother, is very, very important and very beautiful. And a new concept. Why don't we have a tea break now so that there is no interruption? There is no interruption after our thing. We will carry on, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we are back from our break. Now we will start lesson number 5. Now remember, I told you earlier that in book 1 we had only 4 verbs. Only 4 verbs. Now, from this lesson onwards, the floodgates of verbs are open. Now, verbs will come from every side. Okay? They will come like a big flood now. From left, from right, from up, from down, the verbs will come now. And you have to understand their meaning. Okay? Again, they are simple because it is all Madi. We are still doing Madi till lesson number 9. And remember, all these things that we practiced, the 14 forms, now you have to remember which form to use according to the file. Inshallah. Now, there are in English, brothers and sisters, there are 2 kinds of verbs. I will write down on the board. If you can remember the Arabic term, well and good. If you don't, just remember transitive and intransitive for the time being. The intransitive verb, brother and sister, the sense is complete with the verb and the subject. When they are used in the sentence, you get a complete sense. For example, Hamid sat. What will we say in Arabic? Jalasa Hamidun. Jalasa fi'l, Hamidun fa'il. So fi'l and fa'il, they are both happy with each other. We get a complete sense. Zahaba Hamidun, Hamid went. Kharaja Hamidun, Hamid exited. Raja Hamidun, Hamid returned. Are you with me, brother? We get a complete sense out of it, you know. But if I say to you, Fataha Hamidun, what is the meaning? Opened what? Are you with me? You did not get a complete sentence. Did he open the door of the car? Did he open the door of the classroom? Did he open a window? Did he open his book? You don't know. Are you with me? So did you get a complete sense? No, you did not get a complete sense. You needed something else in the sentence to be mentioned in order to get a complete picture. So what do you need? Something else to complete the picture is you need an object. What is it, brother? You need an object. Okay. And what is the Arabic of object? Mafa'ulun bihi. That's all. This you must memorize. Mafa'ulun bihi. Mafa'ulun bihi. Okay. Bihi is jar majrur. Remember. Okay. Not be who, but bihi. Because there is a kasra there. Okay. Fine, brother and sister. Now, how do we know whether the verb is transitive or intransitive? Yeah, if there's, it needs object or not. You ask question. Either ask what or you ask whom. When you ask a verb this question and if you get an answer, yes, okay, then it means there is an object needed. If you cannot get any answer, if you cannot get any answer by using what and whom, then it means the verb is intransitive. It does not need an object. If I say, Hamid sat, ask a question. What? It doesn't fit. Whom? Doesn't fit. So it means it does not need it. Hamid sat, fine, very good. So jalasa Hamidun. Now I say to you, Shariba Hamidun. Hamid drank. Drank what? So now everything fits. The question fits. Drank what? So then you need an object. Shariba Hamidun al-ma'a, ashaya, al-kahwa, asir al-burtukal, orange juice. You know? Are you with me? خلق الله خلق الله Allah created. Created what? Then you need an object. Are you with me? خلق الله الإنسان Then you need an object. And that object will always be mansub. What will it be now? See, now we are coming in the mansub forms. It will come from everywhere now. So object will always be mansub. Shariba hamidun al-ma'a. Ashaya al-kahwa ta. Are you with me? Asira. Okay? You will always have this. Okay? Now, the same thing will be if I say Amina, then I will say Sharibat Aminatu Al-Ma'a. Sahih? Sharibat Aminatu Al-Ma'a. So do you see Mafulun Bihi coming? And Mafulun Bihi will always be Mansub. Always be Mansub. Mansub. Okay? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, so these are the things. Daraba Hamidun. What did I say? Daraba Hamidun. What is the meaning of this? Hit. No, here whom will come? Hit whom? He must have hit somebody. Daraba Hamidun al-Walada. Hamid hit the boy. Or say Hamid hit Muhammad. So what will you say? Daraba Hamidun Muhammadan. Muhammadan. Why dan? Because mafulun bihi is always mansub. Got the idea? Mafulun bihi is always mansub. Fahima Muhammadun. Fahima Muhammadun. What is the meaning of Fahima Muhammadun?
Understood.
Understood. Understood what? Then you say Ad-Darsa. Kataba. Now let us use Muannas. Katabat Aminatu. Katabat Aminatu. What is the translation? Wrote what? Letter. Ar-Risala Ta. Ar-Risala Ta. Why Ta? Why Mansub? Because Mafulun Bihi. Sister Sumayya, Mafulun Bihi will be Mansub. Now you can look in the Quran and you will see, inshallah. So if there is a transitive verb, there will be Mafulun Bihi. If there is an intransitive verb, then the fi'l and fa'il are very happy with themselves. They don't need anything else. But when it is transitive verb, then the fi'l and fa'il cannot give you a complete sense unless you bring an object. Are you with me, brother? That is all we have to do now. Now, look at this, brother. When the pronoun joins a noun, what do you get? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Okay. And when the pronoun joins harf jar, what do you get? Jar majrur. And when the pronoun joins zarf, what do you get? Zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Remember that? Okay. When the pronoun joins a noun, you get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, we get zarf wa mudaf ilayhi. Now this is what we learned in book one. Now we go one step more. And there is no song for it.
Until you think of one. Until you
see. What is it, brother? When the pronoun joins a verb, when the pronoun joins a verb, what do you get? Mafulun bihi. Are you with me? Now with the verb, that pronoun becomes mansub, because mafulun bihi is mansub. When the pronoun joined the noun, it became mudaf mudafilihi. So it means pronoun was mudafilihi majrur. Sahih? When the pronoun joins preposition, you get jarun wa majrur. So pronoun became majrur. And when the pronoun joins zarf, you get zarf and mudafilihi. So mudafilihi is majrur. But now when the pronoun joins the verb, we get object. And objects are all mansub. So then that pronoun is mansub now. Are you with me? Okay. So, are you with me? Okay, now here is the verb. Brother, I'm just giving you an idea. Here's the verb. What is it? Sa'ala. What is the meaning of sa'ala? He asked. Are you with me? He asked. He asked. Whom did he ask? He has to ask somebody. Are you with me? So I say, I asked. How will I say, I asked? Sa'altu. What will I say? Sa'altu. Fine. Is this correct? This is your verb, sa'al. And then comes your fa'il. Sa'altu. I asked. But you asked whom? Okay? Okay, now let us put the pronouns. Let's put the pronouns. Just put the pronouns. Sa'altuhu. What is the meaning of sa'altuhu? I asked him. Are you with me? I asked him. Okay? And then make it sa'altuhuma. I asked two of them. Sa'altuhum. I asked them. Are you with me? I asked her. Sa'altuha. And two of them. Sa'altuhuma. I asked all the ladies. Sa'altuhunna. I asked you. Sa'altuka. I asked two of you. Sir, I asked all of you. I asked you. Saltu ki. Are you with me? Saltu ki. And then two of you. Saltu kuma. And then if I say, I asked all the ladies in front of me. Saltu kunna. I asked myself. Sir. Now here there is a little trick. There is a little trick. But I will tell you and repeat it later on. Okay, brothers and sisters? Saltuhu, then hum, ka, all these things, ha will come. Okay? Now, we are doing verbs. Are you with me? I'm giving you a hint. And I'll repeat it. If you don't get it now, don't worry. Okay, brother. Here is the verb. What is the verb? Sa'al tu. If I put ya mutakallim here, what will happen now? Sa'alti. Brother? I ruined the verb. What did I do? Because sa'alti is a, tu is I, ti is anti. Are you with me? Ti is, aren't you sa'alti? Remember? Let us conjugate sa'ala. Sa'ala, sa'ala, sa'alu, sa'alat, sa'alata, sa'alna, sa'alta, sa'altuma, sa'altum, sa'alti. Sa'altuma, sa'altunna, sa'altu, sa'alna. So if I put ya mutakallim, then it will immediately make it into sa'alti. No, I ruined the verb. The verb got ruined, brother. No, I got to protect that verb. Whenever ya mutakallim will come, I know her habit. She has a habit. Aadat se majboor hai ye. Aap samjhe? Aap aadat se majboor hai. We have to safeguard the verb. We got to protect it. So what do I do? Look at it very carefully, brother. I say, sa'al tu. And then I put something very peculiar and important. Noon. What I put? Na. Noon, I put noon. And then I say, okay, I'll put ya mutakallim now. So what will be? It will become sa'altu ni. Are you with me? So by putting that noon, I'm telling ya mutakallim, you can give any as much kasras as you want to the noon. But don't touch the verb. I'm protecting the verb. So what is this noon doing? Protecting the verb from getting kasra, because you know it will ruin the verb. Are you with me? So what shall we call this noon? Protector. Yes. What do you call this noon? Protector. What do we call in a proper way? Noon of protection. And what do you say in Arabic? Noonul Wikayati. Noonul Wikaya. What do you call it? Noonu Wikaya. Okay, I will write down. What did I write down, brother? Can you see? What do you see on the board? Mudaf, mudaf ilahi. Noon of protection. What did I write? It is protector. What did I write, Brother Hassan? Noonul Wikaya. Noon of protection. Now, this is what is very important. Are you with me? When will you use noon of protection? It will be used most of the time with Ya Mutakallam, or maybe always for Ya Mutakallam. Because Ya Mutakallam will give Kasra. So you will have to use noon to safeguard the verb from getting ruined. Because Sahaltu is what I want to say. I asked. And then you will have to say, ni, I ask myself. Okay. No problem. Saltuna. Saltuna. We asked ourselves. Are you with me? Only in Ya Mutakallim, Nunu Wikaya has to be used to protect the verb from getting ruined. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. In most of the verbs, brother, the pronoun will be either, you know, who or ha. Who or ha. Okay? But remember, as I said to you, that when the pronoun joins a noun, you get mudaf mudafili. When the pronoun joins preposition, you get char majrur. When a pronoun joins zarf, you get zarf and mudafili. When the pronoun joins a verb, then you get mafulun bihi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters?